It's 8 a.m. Eastern, April 4th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up slightly at $66,343. ETH is up slightly at $3,339. Binance Coin down slightly at $586. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit a million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR. Irina Dolkinska, former head of legal and compliance for OneCoin, has been sentenced to 4 years in prison by the Southern District of New York Court. She also faces forfeiture of assets and 1 month of supervised release. She pleads guilty to charges of wire fraud and money laundering. Her involvement included facilitating money laundering activities, such as transferring $110 million in illicit OneCoin proceeds to a Cayman Island entity. OneCoin, a notorious pyramid scheme, garnered over 3 million participants and generated nearly $4.4 billion in sales revenue between 2014 and 2016. Well, Wormhole's native token experienced a roller coaster ride after their airdrop, which garnered attention across the crypto community. Renowned artist Beeple contributed Wormhole-inspired artwork to the hype. However, the event also attracted phishing scams, prompting warnings from vigilant users. Yield platform Pendle has quickly surged to $4 billion in total value locked and $10 billion in trading volume since its launch. Pendle's unique feature allows users to separate yield from yield-bearing assets, enabling separate trading of both components. Pendle is primarily active on Ethereum but is gaining traction on Layer 2 networks like Arbitrum and Mantle. This month, HighChain Games is gearing up to launch the closed beta of its Minecraft-inspired Web3 game, Hytopia. The company raised $8 million from a node sale, allowing users to contribute to its Layer 2 blockchain security and earn rewards. Previously known as NFT Worlds, HighChain Games rebranded and transitioned to using the Layer 2 HighChain blockchain for Hytopia. The game boasts over 1 million pre-registered players. Hytopia's launch comes after Minecraft banned NFT integrations. The platform aims to offer enhanced modding, performance, monetization, and creator tools, catering to creators seeking more creative freedom and monetization opportunities. Vana, a startup backed by Paradigm, has launched a data DAO specifically for Reddit users. This platform rewards users for sharing their Reddit data and empowers them to vote on how the collective data should be utilized, including renting it out to AI companies for training purposes. It's the first data DAO launched on Vana's platform. The Reddit Data DAO aims to challenge the traditional model where platforms like Reddit profit from selling user data without compensating the users. Instead, users can earn rewards by uploading their personal data and Reddit karma onto the DAO, which reflects their reputation on Reddit. Vana also announced that it raised $18 million in a previously undisclosed funding round in 2022. And finally, Jump Capital and Cypher Capital co-led a $7.5 million seed round for Rainmaker, a Web3 AI firm. Rainmaker allows users to train AI from their smartphones and earn rewards. This funding round brings Rainmaker's total funding to $10 million. The company is developing decentralized AI tools and Web3 infrastructure for sports, gaming, and entertainment projects. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.